One other new agent I wanted to ask you about is imetelstat.
So imetelstat is telomerase inhibitor. It was studied in a pilot study by Mayo Clinic in Rochester and published in New England Journal of Medicine as active agent for myelofibrosis and essential thrombocythemia. Of particular interest was a paper in myelofibrosis, which is a deadly disease. People die on average after 5 to 7 years. And the notion that this agent can induce complete response and partial response in about 20-25% of the patient was big news. That's why the paper was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading medical journal. The CR means elimination of the disease. A partial response means everything normal, but still some evidence of the disease in the bone marrow. That does not happen with any other agent. I mean, there are anecdotal cases of such event with some other agents, but 20-25% response rate for CR and PR is unheard of. So that agent was taken up by larger pharma to study in a much larger study, multi-center international study, about 200 patients, studying a higher dose and a lower dose, because the higher dose that was used in pilot study was a little bit also too toxic. There were some issues with liver toxicity. The drug was on clinical hold by FDA for about 10 months, and too much of myelosuppression. Many patients have very low blood cell count for a very long period of time. So there were two-arm, 100 each arm study, which in fall of last year was analyzed, a first look, what we say, after about 20 patients on each arm. And unfortunately, and to my surprise, the news was that the further enrollments was halted because of a lack of a serious or a good enough, I would say, response. The patients on the lower dose were discontinued from the therapy. They were able to cross over to higher dose, and the higher dose arm was allowed to continue with therapy on already enrolled patients, but no more enrollment. And recently, there was a further analysis of the same study telling us this agent is active and we will continue to treat patients that are already enrolled, but no more enrollment until further notice. And so this is where we are right now. Half of the study was discontinued completely. The higher dose were allowed to continue with the therapy, but no further enrollment, and we'll see what the news will be by the end of the year.
What's your best guess?
Well, it's never a good sign when the company that sponsored the study says no further enrollment. The good news would be we want to double up the enrollment, not to cease the enrollment and see whether these patients that are already enrolled will have a good enough response for further drug development. Unfortunately, it is active drug. We know that from that New England Journal of Medicine paper. It has to be something with perhaps patient selection or some other factors that needs to be analyzed from current experience that will tell us what the future of this drug is.
And it's a telomerase inhibitor. Is it kind of like chemotherapy or targeted therapy? What's your vision of it?
Well, that's a good question, because the claim is that inhibits telomerase. Telomerase is an enzyme at the ends of chromosomes that maintains the DNA that is usually lost piece by piece when the cells divide. So if you inhibit the enzyme, there is a major loss of DNA and these cells would die. Now, in the New England Journal of Medicine paper, there was a supplement there that actually looked at the specific inhibition of the telomerase, and that was not the case. So there was no connection between the inhibition of telomerase and the clinical benefit of that drug in that pilot study, which was pointed out in editorial on that medication, that paper in that journal. So I'm not sure what actually this drug does and how it does. Whatever it does, it was good, and we were hopeful that the drug would pursue that winning mentality from the pilot study. So at the moment, my enthusiasm is diminished because of issues with the apparent lack of proper efficacy in the larger study.
Did you yourself have patients who were treated with this agent who you thought benefited?
I was participating in a study in essential thrombocythemia. And yes, there was a benefit, as it was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine paper on ET. Everybody had a control of the platelets to some extent for a duration of the time. So there is activity to that drug.